Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out to the SDCCU fan hotline, one of our favorites on this program, sometimes co-host of this show, AJ Cassavell, MLB.com, joins us. AJ, how are you? Good to talk to you again, sir.
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. I enjoy being on. Thank you for calling one of your favorites. That makes me feel special today.
I have a long list, but it's okay. You're on there. That's the good news. Hey, AJ, I'm coming down to the game tonight. It'll be my first appearance at the at Petco Park. Give me a little preview of what I'm in store for. The press box is it? Well, how's the atmosphere? And how would you best describe being at a baseball game with no fans now that you've had a chance to sit through a few?
It is as strange as you would expect it to feel. It is weird. I think there are moments, though, where you kind of get caught up in the game and it just becomes baseball and you forget for however long that lasts, a minute, for an inning, a couple innings, and then something jars you. You see there's an overthrow or something and there's no fan reaction, or there's a fly ball down the line and you don't hear one way or the other where the fan – there's just certain things that kind of jar you a little bit. I'm getting a little more used to it now that I've been to 7-8 of these already, but – it's strange, and I don't think anything can prepare you for it because it'll be like unlike anything you've ever seen.
AJ, yesterday the Padres called up one of their top two prospects in Patino, Luis Patino, and AJ Cassavell, Jace Tingler.
You just promoted him.
I know, right? Jace Tingler seemingly left the door open to possibly see him start. What's your take on this? Because obviously they've already announced Kyle Davies being the starter after the off day on Thursday. Is there a chance we get to see him in this rotation really soon?
I think there's a chance. There's definitely one rotation spot open that kind of Joey Lucchese, Cal Quantrill piggyback that the Padres have been using. They're going to skip that start. I would guess, and Jace Tingler hasn't confirmed this, that they go to Paddock on Saturday.
Right,
so that he's
right.
Lined up to pitch Saturday against the Diamondbacks and then Thursday against the Dodgers in Los Angeles next week. I don't think you want to play a four-game series against the Dodgers and not throw Chris Paddock. And so that makes sense to me. So Friday's set, Saturday's set. Sunday, maybe there's an opening there. I'm not this is pure speculation, but
right.
If they go Lamet Monday, Richards Tuesday, that way you get those two guys against the Dodgers. Maybe Sunday's open. And I don't think Luis Patino is going to be in the rotation as a normal starter like those three guys. They're not going to say go out there and throw seven innings and be Denelson Lamet, be Chris Paddock, but they could easily use him for 3-4 innings at the start of the game, and I think they think his stuff could play up in those shorter bursts. And there's a lot to like in his arm, and I think it's an intriguing prospect, but the way he's being viewed right now is almost in the same sense that Cal Quantrill is being viewed. He's a guy who he can come in relief if you need him. He can start if you need him. He can do a lot of different roles in short bursts or long bursts, and that's a useful piece to have, especially this season.
AJ Cassavell is with us from MLB.com. AJ, I think every question we were asked today when we opened up the phone lines was about the bullpen and the struggles they're having and why is it, and does everybody miss Darren Balsley? Is it the atmosphere? Is it the short spring training / summer camp? Is it just the fact that they're in a rut right now? But what's your take on the bullpen, number one? And I wanted to just mention that I know these are difficult questions because you don't really have a chance to go down there and hang out
right.
with these guys the way you normally
yeah.
would. So you're just kind of giving your opinion based on what you're seeing. But Obviously, the Padre bullpen has not pitched to the way that they would hope, at least not yet.
Yeah, it's been a really tough start for them, too. I think it's worth noting that they spent the weekend in Colorado, and then they have to face a Dodgers lineup that's the deepest, probably the deepest in baseball in terms of what they can do to you off the bench and how they can mix and match. And so that's not to make excuses for how the bullpen's performed, though. The bullpen has been very bad when we all thought the bullpen was going to be very good. And part of that is just that really reliable, solid bullpen arms haven't been as good as they normally are. And you can attribute that to a number of things. I don't know which one's the right answer. I mean, there's always the possibility of regression when it comes to relievers, probably more than any other position. There's also the possibility that this shortened buildup and these strange games and strange environments are playing an impact. And there's also the possibility that this is a short season, and if this were to have happened in a normal season, maybe this happens for a 10-game stretch in the middle of 162, and we kind of gloss over it as a bump in the road, and maybe that's just what's happening. So I don't have any answers. I know you asked me the question probably hoping for an answer. I don't know. I still think there's plenty of really good arms in the bullpen. I think maybe now that Jace Tingler kind of has a grasp on who's pitching well, because there are a couple guys who are pitching well, Drew Pomerantz being one of them. I think maybe you might see him adjust the way he handles those relievers a little bit moving forward, but it'll be interesting to see how and whether these guys can bounce back from the slow start.
AJ Cassaville, MLB.com, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And AJ, the other question we were getting when we opened up the phone lines is about the catching position. Now, obviously, Mejia and Hedges are struggling offensively. To me, I think Hedges is a lot better right now defensively. But there are two catchers that are on the taxi squad. And Torrens and Capusano are both guys that we may get to see. What are the chances?
I think there's a decent chance at some point this season that if those two guys keep struggling, that we see another option, probably more likely Torrens than Capusano. Torrens did some good things in spring training and some good things in summer camp, and I think they were pretty close to keeping him on the roster for opening day. And I mean, you would think that if these two guys aren't performing, that would lend itself to a potential call up for Torrens. I will qualify the catching struggles with, yes, Austin Hedges has been excellent defensively, and catcher is not a position that you're going to normally get a whole lot of offense out of. I think there's probably 25 teams in baseball that are probably getting poor production offensively from catcher. And so if you're getting defensive value, then right, then that's a step in the right direction. But the Padres clearly need more on offense. They would be fine with below average for a hitter with below average offensive value if it was just not as bad as what it's been.
Right.
And so I think it's fair to criticize what's going on at catcher because it's been – I think that those two guys have maybe three hits combined between them. That
yes,
has to be better than that, but it doesn't have to be – they don't have to be hitting 300 to make an impact.
Right, and that's seemingly what makes it stand out more is that I think even everybody else's expectation is already brought down because of the position, yet they've really struggled at that spot. So it'll be interesting to see what – if we get to see Luis Torrens come up here because I think he can do some things.
Yeah. AJ Cassaville
yeah,
is with us.
I agree
Go
with
ahead,
that,
AJ.
Definitely.
Sorry.
I was
just
gonna say,
like when you co-hosted the show with me, I stepped on you all day long. See, it's back to old times.
Except there, when that happens, it's allowed because I can't talk for 4 hours straight. That's hard. 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's a little easier. Hey, let me ask you about AJ Preller. He's not a guy to sit on his laurels or anything like that, and he'll be the first to tell you that trades, some of them work, some of them don't, and it's far too early in the season to say that you made a couple of steals, but 12 games into the season, I would say he pulled off a couple of steals. I mean, Tommy Pham for Hunter Renfroe, and then, oh, by the way, here's Jake Cronenworth. And then the other one is with Milwaukee. I mean, to get Trent Grisham playing the way he's been playing and hitting, and also get Zach Davies for Arias and Lauer, who aren't really contributing a whole lot, if anything, in Milwaukee yet. I know it's too early, but got to be pretty pleased with these newcomers.
Yeah, it's too early to say definitively, but we're close to the point where it's looking one-sided already. Trent Grisham is a legitimate center fielder, which I don't think we knew at the time of the trade, And already there, you have value. And he's a lefty bat that takes walks, and he might even be growing into some power right now. So that's a really, really valuable piece. And those are things that we've learned through only 12 games this season. So I think that trade is already already probably tilted toward the Padres. The Fam Cronenworth one might end up being a better trade than that one, depending on whether Hunter Renfroe can turn things around. Because Hunter Renfroe was really poor in the second half last season, and he kind of looks like that hitter again right now in Tampa Bay. And if the Padres were able to get a guy like Tommy Pham, who is one of the best on-base weapons in baseball, and now they potentially have a left-handed hitting infielder who can play all four spots defensively and play them all above average to very good, and maybe even elite at first base, like that is an extremely valuable piece that they now have for six seasons because he's a rookie. And so, I would agree with that assessment. Those two trades are looking very, very good for A.J. Preller right now.
I like it. I like it, A.J. Always good talking to you. Look forward to seeing you tonight down at the ballpark. I'll keep my social distance, but it will be good saying hello. It's been a while. Haven't seen you since this whole thing started down in Peoria. So thanks for joining us as always, and I'll talk to you a little bit later on tonight down there at Petco. Thanks, AJ.
Take care, AJ.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. Good stuff as always from AJ Cassaville, MLB.com. And yes, Zach Davies has been named the starter for Friday night. And so, you know, we'll see. Does Paddock get the call Saturday? I think so. The way, you know, I think AJ's thinking along the same lines as we are. Get him to start Saturday so that you can use him next Thursday against the Dodgers.
I think at this point you have to weigh, do you want to give the guys an extra day? They seemingly are those top three guys, at least the first two that we mentioned in Paddock and Lamet, seem like they're finding their rhythm. You don't want to disrupt that this early in the season by giving them an extra day when they look like they're starting to hit their stride. So if Garrett Richards goes out and pitches well and get a day, why mess up any of those guys? Those are your three horses. Let them stay in rhythm and kind of pick it up from there.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.